The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sukkah Daf Lamed Beis. Today's daf discusses the sugya of Nechaliket Yoimis, which we call the halachas of the split lulav. In this shir, I'd like to discuss the basic opinions of the Rishonim, and then how Shulchan Aruch paskins, and then what later paskim have to say on the topic. And hopefully we'll end the shir with the halacha lemaisa, that everyone should be able to walk away the feeling that they have the basic opinions together with halacha lemaisa. There are basically four opinions in the Rishonim how to learn what Nechaliket Yoimis is. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Ravid are of the opinion that Nechaliket Yoimis refers to when most of the leaves of the luliv are split most of the way. According to other opinions, some say that this following opinion is the opinion of Rashi. There's a Rashba and a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that say like that. There's a Trumas Hadashin about this, that the psul of Nechaliket Tiyomis is when the Tiyomis, the middle leaf, is split all the way. What's the middle leaf? A luliv is made up of a shadra, a spine, and then many leaves branching off from it. Then if you go up the luliv, along the spine, you'll see the spine becomes narrower and narrower, and eventually no more leaves are branching off, and eventually that spine ends as one or two leaves. Usually one, sometimes two leaves. That middle one or two leaves are called the tiyomis. And according to the opinion of Rashi, when you have one leaf, we'll see if we can get it, what happens according to the opinion of Rashi, this opinion that we're discussing, when there are two leaves. But for right now, if it ends with one leaf and that leaf is split, each leaf, when we talk about split, if you ever will break off a leaf from the luliv, you'll see that each leaf really has two sides. Really it's folded in the middle and it has two sides. So now when that leaf is split all the way down to the shadra, that's considered Nechaliket Yoimis, that's possible already, lifi the opinion of Rashi, lifi the Rashba, and the Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Trumas Hadasha. Then there is the opinion of some of Yesh Mefarshim, which is brought down in the Ran and the Ritva, that they say, following the Mahalach of Rashi, that the Psul applies to Nechaliket Yoimis, the middle leaf. Just that, according to Rashi, the way we were saying before, it's only possible if it's split all the way down to the shadra, down to the spine. According to them, it's possible even if a small amount of it is split, it's already possible. Then there is the opinion of the Geonim, and some want to say that that's really Rashi's opinion, that the psul applies to when the spine ends in two leaves. And when it ends in two leaves, those two leaves are supposed to be connected, not just that the two sides of each leaf is connected, but the two leaves themselves are supposed to be connected. And if those two leaves are not connected, then it's considered Nechaliket Yoimis. Then it's this psul of Nechaliket Yoimis. Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows. The Mechaber brings down only the opinion of the Rambam, Rif and Ravid, that they say that the psul only applies if most of the leaves of the luliv are split most of the way. The chayra, that's the way Sfaradim are going to paskin. Perhaps some Sfaradim are usually chayshish for the Ramah, so maybe they paskin otherwise. But if there's a Sfaradim that paskins always, only like, just like the Mechaber, the chayra, they'll only paskin in luliv for Nechaliket Yoimis if most of the leaves of the luliv are split most of the way. The Ramah brings down that other opinions hold that it's possible, even if only the middle leaf is split, if it's split all the way. The way the Rama says it, it's only possible if it's split all the way down to the Shadra. The entire leaf is split. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that the Goyim says that we should be machmir to passel not only if the entire leaf is split, even if the majority of the leaf is split, it's already possible. Then the Rama continues, and the Rama says, however, lechatchila, mitzvah min amufchar, it's preferable there's a minhag to be stringent, there's a custom to be stringent and suspect for that shita that says that even if a little amount of the shadra of the tiyomis is split, we should already passel it. There's a custom to worry about that opinion brought down in the Ran and Ritva that say even if a minute amount of the tiyomis is split, we should already passel the luluf. The opinion of the Ge'onim that they say it refers to a luluf that ends off with two tiyomisin, with two middle, two leaves at the end, and those two leaves are split one from another, is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch at all. So the way the Rama paskins, even if the luluf is full with mostly leaves that aren't split at all, and even if the middle leaf is mostly not split, it's already preferable not to use it. For sure, if most of that middle leaf is split, then already the Mishnah Berurah says it's possible, me'ikir adin, lifi, the way the Goyin says, and for sure we passel it if it's entirely split. However, pertaining to this minog that the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says, that once it's a little split, lechatchil, it's preferable not to use it, the Mishnah Berurah limits this minog very much. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's only a hidur, it's only a chumrah. As such, if somebody owns a luliv that is a little split, it's better to shake your own luliv than to shake somebody else's luliv that isn't split at all. It's unnecessary to shake your friend's luliv just to be yotzei this shita that it shouldn't be split at all. Regarding this chumrah of not using a luliv that's minutely split, there's an interesting discussion whether you could make it be kosher by that you'll glue the two sides of the leaf one to another. If it's Yaakov Fisher, based on a Be'er Heitiv, asking that you could glue the two sides one to another. Although it's possible while it's split, but if you'll glue it, so now the glue connected it, and now it's back kosher. The Mashama, on the other hand, disagrees. And he says that many people disagree with that Be'er Heitiv, and therefore you can't rely that the glue will make it become kosher again. However, the Sefer Halicha Shleimer, Shleimer Zalman Erebach Zatzal, wants to say that even though we won't agree to the Be'er Heitiv and say that glue, attachment through glue, is as if it was never split, and therefore if it was mostly split or all the way split, we can't rely that glue will make it back kosher. But if it was only minutely split, then glue would be sufficient. Why? Says the Shleimer Zalman Auerbach like this. What's the reason why this opinion says it can't be split at all? If you look in the Ritva, you'll see that the reasoning for this opinion is that they hold that once it's a little bit split, we suspect that when you're going to shake the luliv, being that what you do with the luliv is that you shake it, and when you're going to shake it, it's going to become split more, and then eventually it's going to be split mostly or all the way, and then it will become possible. So because of that, it's already possible when it's a little bit split. If that's the whole reasoning, so then glue is sufficient to make it be kosher. If the problem is intrinsic, that the two halves that are disconnected, they're no longer naturally connected, is possible. So then glue cannot, we can understand that glue is insufficient to be considered connected, since although it's connected with through glue, but since it's no longer naturally connected, that's insufficient. But if the whole problem is that it might split more, glue should definitely suffice. However, the way the Ran brings down this opinion, it seems that there's a different reasoning why it's possible if it's minutely split. In other words, it's an intrinsic problem. Those that say that even if it's minutely split, it's possible, are saying so because they believe that intrinsically it's possible when it's minutely split. If so, so then glue would be insufficient. If you hold that glue is insufficient when the entire leaf is split. So Lemaisev Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that when it's only a little split, you could be meikel to glue it together. However, even if somebody wishes to rely on this, they should realize two things. Number one, there's a rush in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel Siman Beis, that discusses gluing together a shofar. And in the cases where it would be okay to glue the shofar, nevertheless, you have to make sure that the glue does not stick out from between the cracks. And the svara will apply to the luliv as well. Even if you're able to be machshir the luliv by gluing the two sides of the leaf together, but you would have to make sure that the glue doesn't stick out. That's one issue. And second of all, practically I've heard, I never tested this out myself, but I've heard that if you glue the two sides of the luliv, it will likely dry out faster. So once you have these two problems, I would not recommend using this suggestion of gluing the two ends. Although it's a nice discussion that perhaps brings up the lumdis, you could see the two different reasons of this opinion that passed even split a little bit, but practically I would not advise it. Let's discuss now a luliv that finishes with two leaves. So we mentioned before that the opinion of the Geonim, which is that when these two halves, these two separate leaves are disconnected, it's possible according to the Geonim. We said that the Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down. However, the Bach and Bikurei Yaakov say that one should be machmir, be stringent, and not use such a luliv, being that there is this opinion of the Geonim. However, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal is quoted as saying that the minig is, the custom is, that such a luliv is kosher even the chatchila. However, Shlomo Zalman himself would refrain from using such a luliv. In other words, Me'ikir Adin, it's kosher even the chatchila. However, there is room for someone to be machmir on this. Fine. Even if we go not like the Geonim, whether we go like the Geonim, whether we don't go like the Geonim, but let's think about Rashi's opinion in the case of the Geonim. In other words, the Ramah says, like this opinion of, let's call it Rashi, that when the middle leaf is split, for sure if it's split all the way, even if it's split most of the way, and perhaps even a little bit of the way, it's already possible. Now what happens when you have a luliv that ends with two leaves, and only one of those two leaves was split? So this is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if one of those two leaves are split, it's already possible. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he actually says that it's kosher. Now, one last thing that we should discuss is, what is the reason for the psul of Nechleket Yoimis? Why is it that there is such a psul? In other words, we find throughout the halachis of the Arba Minim that there are three possible reasons for each of the psulim to be possible because of. Some psulim passel the Arba Minim because it's a psul aguf. It's lacking the type of species that it's supposed to be. In other words, just like you can't shake a lemon instead of an esrig because you have to shake an esrig, so too some of the psulim that we discussed, for example, a hadath that's not mishulish is possible because it's a psul aguf. It's lacking the name of that species. Other psulim are possible because they are considered chaser, they're considered missing. For example, if a little piece of the esrig is cut out, that's called chaser, that's called missing. What's the difference between a psul aguf and a psul chaser? The halacha is that if it's a psul aguf, if it's considered lacking in the name of that species, then it's possible all the days of Sukkot. Whereas a psul chaser is only possible because it's missing, then it's only possible on the first 2 days of Sukkot, and it's kosher to be used and the rest of Sukkot. Then the third type of psul is called a psul hadar. Some psulim pasul because they're not beautiful enough. The Torah says that the Arba Minim should be hadar, should be beautiful. And Chazal explained to us that certain blemishes are taking away from the beauty of that min, of that species, and therefore pasul it. What's the halacha with the psul hadar? We said that psul chaser, if it's missing, then it's kosher to be used from the third day of Sukkot and on. Whereas if it's psul aguf, lacking in the name of that species, it's possible all the days. What about if it's a psul hadar? If it's lacking in beauty? When it's lacking in beauty, the halacha is that it's a machloikis, mechaber and rimo. According to the mechaber, it may be used from the third day of Sukkot Senan, whereas according to the Ramah, which is the way the Ashkenazim paskin, it's possible all the days of Sukkot. We are machmir to passel it all the days of Sukkot. So now, when we come to the psul of Nechleket Yoimis, a split luliv, we want to know if it's possible because of Choser, or is it possible because of Hadar? Is it possible because it's lacking in beauty? And if it's possible because it's lacking in beauty, it will be possible for the entire Sukkot, according to the Ramah? Or is it possible because it's chaser, because it's missing? It's considered missing. And therefore, it's only possible on the first 2 days of Sukkot and kosher on the following days. The Magen Avraham in Sifkot Nevov, and the Mishnah Berurah follows him in Paskins like that, quote the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerachim that says that the psul of Nechleket Yoimis, a split luliv, is possible because it's considered missing, it's considered chaser. And therefore, it does not pose a problem for the later days of Sukkot. A split luliv may be used, according to the Ikra Halacha, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, for the third day of Sukkot and on. Because the Eger, however, in his Chidushim, to Masech the Sukkah, proves from Tosis that Tosis is of the opinion that Nechleket Yoimis, the psul of a split luliv, is possible because Ein Hada, is possible because it's lacking in beauty. If so, if we should suspect for this Rabbi Akiva Eger, then we, the Chayra, would passel a split luliv for the entire Sukkah. However, the Chaim of Bracha writes in the name of the Marsham that although we know of this opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, we know of this opinion of Tosis, we realize that there is a machlokes, there is some opinions that say that a split luliv is possible because of lacking of beauty, hadar. Nevertheless, lemaisa, we could be makel. Nevertheless, we could use and rely that a split luliv is kosher for the third day of Sukkot and Anan. And the reason is because we can make a combination. Usually when we're discussing a split luliv, we're only talking about a luliv that's split with the middle leaf. As we mentioned, starting from the beginning of this year, there are really many opinions what Nechaliket Yomis means. According to the opinion of the Rif, Rambam and Ravid, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber Paskin, it's only possible if most of the leaves are split. It's only according to some opinions that it's possible if only the middle leaf, if even only the middle leaf is split. So therefore, when you have the luliv, that only the middle leaf is split, you already have many opinions that are makshirit, that say it's kosher even on the first day. And you add that to the opinions that say that nechaliket yomis, a split luliv, is only possible because it's considered chos, it's considered missing, and together we can be meikel and say that there's no reason for us to suspect, to worry about that opinion that passes because of hadar, because of beauty, and therefore we may be machsher, we could definitely use a split luliv from the third day of Sukkot and on.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.